శ్రీ సాయిరామ్. కాయేన వాచ మనసేంద్రియైర్వ బుద్ధ్యాత్మనావ ప్రకృతే స్వభావాత్ కరోమి యద్యత్ సకలం పరస్మై సాయి నారాయణాయేతి సమర్పయామి. టు దట్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్ సాయి నారాయణ, టు హూమ్ ఆల్ దట్ వి డూ త్రూ అవర్ బాడీ, మైండ్, ఇంటలెక్ట్, సెన్సెస్, స్పీచ్ అండ్ అవర్ ఇన్నేట్ నేచర్ ఈజ్ ఆఫర్డ్ టు దట్ ఆల్ పర్వేసివ్ అండ్ ఆల్సో ద ఇన్ డ్వెలర్ సాయి నారాయణ, హూస్ గ్లోరీ వాజ్ జస్ట్ చాంటెడ్ ఇన్ నారాయణ సూక్తం. టు హిమ్ వి, ద స్టాఫ్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయి జనరల్ హాస్పిటల్ ప్రశాంతి నిలయం, ఆఫర్ అవర్ ప్రేయర్ఫుల్ అండ్ రెవరెన్షియల్ సెల్యుటేషన్స్, ఇన్వోకింగ్ భగవాన్స్ ప్రెసెన్స్ అండ్ బెనిడిక్షన్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఆగస్ట్ గ్యాదరింగ్. స్వామి, వి సీక్ యువర్ బ్లెస్సింగ్ ఫర్ అవర్ ప్రోగ్రామ్ హియర్ టుడే అండ్ ద ప్రోగ్రామ్ ఈజ్ టైటిల్డ్ ధన్యోస్మి కృతకృత్యోస్మి. వి ఆర్ ట్రూలి బ్లెస్డ్, అవర్ లైవ్స్ ఆర్ ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్ ఇన్ డీడ్. ఫస్ట్లీ అవర్ మెడికల్ సూపరింటెండెంట్ ఎయిర్ మార్షల్ డాక్టర్ వికే వర్మ విల్ డెలివర్ ద ఓపెనింగ్ రిమార్క్స్. సాయిరామ్.
Om Shri Sai Ram. I offer my humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are celebrating 62nd anniversary of our hospital's anniversary. Swami established this hospital, the first hospital, in 1956 on the Dashera day, Vijayadashmi, on 4th October 1956. I am happy to say that this hospital has grown from 8 bed to 125 bed now. And new building has also come up, which has become a spacious hospital. All the facilities which are in any general hospital are provided here, including the surgeries, medicine, obstetric gynae, pediatrics, ENT, physiotherapy, radiology, and so on. Average patients per day in the OPD is approximately 1,000. Very rarely you will find this type of number of the patients in any other hospitals except the government hospitals. And indoor facilities which are provided here, they are up to the standard, and all indoor patients out of the 125 beds, approximately every day average occupancy is to the tune of 100 beds. Obstetric gynae, which is one of the largest, almost half of the hospital you can say is that department. We carry out approximately 150 deliveries in a month. Out of that, 60 to 70 cesarean sections are there. 15 to 20 gynae surgeries are being conducted. Regularly, our doctors, obstetricians, they give counseling to the patients for a better health. The mothers, those who are waiting in the OPD, those pregnant women, they should not remain hungry. We provide them with a nutritious diet, ragi drink. This year on Ishwama Day, in the month of May, we had opened our new ward Earlier this ward was with the medical ward, but the pediatric ward now 10-bedded, a spacious accommodation they have got. They have got everything in that, playroom for the small children, feeding room for the mothers, and waiting rooms and all this. There is no crowding in this ward. Almost 10 beds remains occupied every day. And the best possible care is being provided by our pediatrician. The beauty of this, that those children, those who are born here, they are given oral polio vaccine, BCG and hepatitis B. First time here in the hospital. And counseling to the mothers is given that breastfeeding is the best possible way of the development of the child. For the past 10 years, we have observed this thing and seen ourselves that those children, those who have grown, they are about 9 or 7 or 8, 10 years old now at present. They have not contracted any disease during this period. This is the beauty of that breastfed children, those who are totally on that, they get the immunity from the mother itself. So this is the another achievement by the pediatric department, that we have become a baby-friendly hospital. Holistic care is another aspect of the Swami, and which is being practiced here. And I quote Swami's word, the hospital should provide preventive care also and try to educate the villagers in method of avoiding illnesses, develop self-reliance, that is the best tonic. Swami further says that when a doctor treats a person with love and compassion, it is called medic care. And when treats the patient with more drugs and without love, it is called medicine, that is mahapapam. But our doctors, they adopt the first quote of the Swami. They, with the love and affection, they treat the patients and all that. I'll quote here a live example which has occurred in this hospital about 2 months back. It is eye-opener for everyone that a very poor lady, a beggar, you can call it, or rag picker, she got accidentally the injury on the left foot, very bad injury. It got infected, full of pus, and she was brought by her husband, who is also a beggar. They have got 4 children, 3 children of the age of 3 to 5, and 1 child was 6 months old in the lap of the woman. This person brought the lady in our hospital, and we saw she was not in a good condition. Very bad wound was there, and we requested him that we need an attendant. But what he did, he didn't see anything, left the lady with the small baby in the hospital and ran away. Ultimately, we called him. Again, he came. We told that kid, if you are behaving like this, cannot be treated here, we better send the patient to the general hospital. Again, he absconded and left the woman there. Then we thought that what to do with this patient, very poor. Swami's teachings are that ki always try to go out of the way the patient to help. Just thought came, if we send this woman in a 108 ambulance to Anandpur, and we know the condition of the government hospitals, they will throw her on the roadside and she may not survive. Or if they keep the patient also, the foot is so bad, may not be hurriedly somebody decides to amputate the foot also. I am thankful to my sisters, staff and the doctors also. We sat together, took a decision, we'll take this challenge to treat this patient. And we consulted our director of the Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Dr. Gurumurthy. He came, saw the patient, and he says, keep it for 2 or 3 days on antibiotic. Once the infection disappears and wound is healthy, I'll do the plastic surgery. It was not a small graft or so. It was a big graft. Whole left feet, my skin was gone. And after another 2 days, she was shifted to Super Hospital, treated there, graft was given, and after 48 hours from there, she came to us. So dramatically she recovered. this lady, within 3 weeks, she able to walk healthily, which usually in any hospital will take more than about 3 months time to cure. This is the example of Swami's love. And I am thankful to my whole staff, doctors, nurses and paramedical. We decided if there is no attendant, first few days our nurses, they with their such a heavy duty with other patients, they looked after all. But ultimately we hired a attendant for her, female attendant to a 12-hour duty, and my all staff voluntarily contributed and paid for that. Because Swami says, money comes and goes, but morality comes and grows. So this is the morality of my doctors and staff and love, which has set an example in this hospital. And it is not the only case. The similar cases we have faced in the past also, and in future we will also face. Because people are such, they feel that okay, this is the only hospital where the cure is early. I know every patient we may not be able to take care and survive, but the way we, our staff looks after the patient, that is commendable. Sometimes we are surprised, such a serious patient of snake bite, hypoglycemic person in a coma, hyperglycemic person in a coma, and asthmatic person in an acute respiratory distress, they land at the odd hours. One doctor and one or two nurses, they handle that patient. Next day, whole team is working on that. And sometimes we don't keep a hope even. We tell to the next of kin, 50-50% chances. But within 24 hours or so, we find that such a recovery is seen in the patient. And I feel it personally, it is all due to the love and affection and compassion given by the staff to the patient while treating. In holistic medicine, we are having every fortnightly the diabetic and hypertensive cases, those who are there, for counseling for them. And in addition to that, we have got a yoga doctor who is giving this, her experiment on these diabetic patient, hypertensive patient for yoga and meditation scientifically. And we are recorded and felt that their sugar levels, their BP has come down. And I feel another 6 month time, because we have started about 3 months back, another 6 month time, good result will be there, and we can promote this thing also in our hospital. Equipment wise, we are not lacking with any hospital. We have got OEA, a small equipment. It is meant for the screening and early detection of the hearing impairment in the newborn babies. ABG machine with one or two drop of blood in 30 seconds, 10 to 15 emergent investigation can be done. Ice lined refrigerator is there in which we preserve our BCG, oral polio vaccines and the hepatitis B vaccine. The quality of this refrigerator is such, if light goes, the potency of the vaccines remains for 24-hour event. I remember one of the Bhagwan's, another advice, very often Bhagwan used to give this advice to our doctors. Doctors get plentiful opportunity to do seva. They can manifest the divinity inherent in man to the best advantage. The doctor is extolled as Narayanan himself, Vaidyo Narayano Harihi. Doctor should have a good thought and good words. Love is indeed the most effective drug. Because we are just his instruments, and he is the doer. And Swami has so many times said, when doctor receives a patient with a love, talks to him with a compassion, give him love back again, and definitely his half of the worry will be gone. And that helps the patient to recover quicker. Another thing, the quality of this unique hospital, which is only in the world, where total free medical care is being provided. As soon as the patient enters any of the 5 hospitals of Swami, he is mentally totally free. He never sees towards his pocket how much I have to pay here. So this is one of the advantages to the patient. When he enters in the hospital, he is very free from his expenditure side. Hence, this is one of the another reason that which helps in patients' progress and treatment. Swami has always advised us that whenever you spend money, spend with cautiousness. Because as it's not the question that it's a free hospital and we can spend in right and left way. But those who are in the position, should think always that a money which is given in donation by someone is a very precious money. And hence we do take care of that unnecessary items we don't purchase and all that. And we see that the quality is also not compromised. This is one of the aspects we keep in mind. The expenditure of the hospital, if I just proportionally relates to the other hospitals, the better quality than the government and equal in quality to the corporate hospital this hospital provides. Whereas the expenditure if we do here, it is 1/3 of the government hospital and with a better quality. And 1/5 from the corporate hospital almost with the same quality. So this is the motive of Swami which has been taught to us and we are judicially following it. With the grace and blessings of Swami, we all extend our gratitude to the members of Satya Sai Central Trust also, who have always provided wholehearted support and guidance which has greatly helped us to enhance the quality care of the patient. I also express my thanks to our Sevadal brothers and sisters who serves with love and smile, which helps us to make this holy mission of Swami a great success. Once again, I pray to our beloved Bhagwan on this auspicious occasion to make all of us his worthy instruments of his love and grace through seva opportunities he himself has given to us and make it as a sadhana, manav seva, madhav seva, to reach him. Jai Hind.
Om Sri Sai Ram. I offer my humble pranams at the Divine Lotus Feet. As Professor Kasturi Garu says, each of us has to live the volume of biography which we bring with us as often as we are born, page after page, chapter after chapter, howsoever punctuated with dots and dashes, interrogations and exclamations, commas and colons, until the sentence ends ultimately with a full stop. But luckily, we have as our inseparable companion and counsel Bhagavan himself. One such blessed devotee who has been having Swami as his companion for last 67 years is Dr. Ravi Dabir, a specialist in pediatric dentistry. He served for nearly 4 decades in USA. During this period, From 1987 to 2015, his office in New York was the Satya Sai Center for all the Sai activities over there. He and his family have got the privilege of being active Sai workers since 1960. Having relocated to Patti in 2015, he is serving as head in the Department of Dentistry in our hospital since then. Today, he is with us to express his gratitude to the Lord for giving him an opportunity to play a squirrel role in the divine mission. Over to Dr. Dabir.
Sayana, our humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Sai Ma. Sai Ma, you are everything to us. You made us what we are. We are thankful for everything you have done for us. My first experience with Bhagwan was 53 years back in 1964. This is what I can remember. Swami had arranged for Upanayanam or thread ceremony to be performed in Prashanthi Nilayam for about 40 kids. My father was given a small role to play in this Upanayanam. Swami was distributing the clothes, which is the dhoti and the panchapatra, to the prospective vadus. Swami looked at my father and said, "Chandar, where is your kids?" My father very boldly said, "Swami, I did not consult the astrologer, so we don't know what their astrological things are." Swami looked at him and said, "When Bhagwan himself is performing the thread ceremony, why are you worried about what the astrologer is going to say?" So we got our thread ceremonies done. In 1964, my brother, Dr. Sundaresh, and myself, and my two uncles. And Swami also performed the thread ceremonies for my two sons in 2001 in his interview room in Whitefield. With Bhagwan's blessings, I joined Manipal for my dental course. I graduated in 1973. After finishing my dental degree, my dream was to go to America. Every time I applied for a visa, my visa got rejected. Four times. I had to go to Madras, come back four times. So it was really disappointing. All my friends who applied with me left for US. So I went and consulted an astrologer. The astrologer, it looks like our family running to astrologer before running to Swami. I consulted an astrologer. The astrologer very boldly said, "You're not going to leave the house your father has built in Bangalore." So I was very disappointed, angry with him, came home. Then I cooked up a plan. I told my dad that my mother and myself want to go to Puttaparthi and talk to Swami about it. We came running to Puttaparthi, stayed here for 10 days. Finally, Swami called us for an interview. And then he said, "You cannot go to America." But I kept insisting that I want to go to America. But he kept on saying, "You cannot go, you know that." He was referring to what the astrologer had previously said. Anyway, Swami, being very compassionate and loving, he said, "Okay, I will send you to America, but you have to get married." Without thinking, I got married. In 1977, I moved to United States. I finished my licensing exams, my postgraduate degree, and started a small office in upstate New York in a city called Syracuse. As my colleague Dr. Prasad said, we hosted the Sai Center for 30 years and it was a center of activity in that region. My next dream, I wanted to play a small part in building the Parthi Super Speciality Hospital in 1991. I tried very hard to see if our family could do some seva in the super hospital. We got the opportunity to furnish the blood bank equipment. Again, all this happened because I placed my dream at Sai's feet. We continue to be a small sevak in the Sai healthcare mission. Our family again came together to be a part of the Whitefield Super Speciality Hospital. The dental clinic in General Hospital was almost non-functional since 1978. In 1979, when Swami gave me an interview, I mentioned about the dental clinic being non-functional. I asked him to give me his blessings so I can revive the dental clinic. He asked the detailed plans of what I would do, which I told him that the overseas dentist will volunteer 2 weeks in a year to serve the dental clinic. Swami blessed and gave me Pad Namaskar and said, "This is your hospital. Do the right thing." Today, we have 29 dentists from all over the world. Australia, New Zealand, Malaysia, Sri Lanka, India, England, Austria, USA, and Canada. Our schedule is full for all 52 weeks. There is one volunteer dentist working in the clinic every week. My last dream, looks like my dreams are getting bigger and bigger. I wanted to be a part of the expansion of the General Hospital. I started talking to Swami, asking him every visit I made to Parthi. He kept me waiting for 5 years, and finally he gave me permission in 2006 to start the construction. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, it was postponed. I tried hard asking Swami every visit I made after. In 2011, Swami left his physical body. I was very disappointed until one of the Central Trust trustees came to New York, made the announcement that the Sathya Sai Central Trust is going to expand the Sathya Sai General Hospital. I took this opportunity, spoke to him, gave him my background. On my next visit, met all the trustees, and today we have a very spacious outpatient building. All of this was possible because we had great devotees and friends whose support through Prashanti Trust USA was able to fund and carry out this seva. Thank you, Swami. All of this is through your grace. I prayed to Bhagwan to allow us to come back to Parthi to serve at his lotus feet. After 40 years of stay in US, he made it happen in 2015. My wife, myself, serve in the dental clinic at Sathya Sai General Hospital. Life is a dream. Live it. This was my dream. There will be a lot of hurdles on the way, but our faith in Swami will finally make our dream come true. If you have complete faith, all of this will happen. Thank you, Swami, for making us a part of your mission. We pray, keep us at your lotus feet to serve your devotees with love and compassion. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, Dr. Ravi sir, for sharing nice experiences with all of us. Now, we pray to you, Swami, through this song, to bless us to master the mind and be a mastermind.
को मन की शक्ति देना। Sairam, offering humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. Dr. Chaya Himadri, consultant head of the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, hails from a family of long-standing Sai devotees, and ever since knowing Swami, her family knows of no other god than Bhagwan. Her family has experienced innumerable miracles of the Lord. She was blessed by Swami to join our hospital in the year 2000. Since then, she has been heading the department. Not only is she serving the rural women folk of Sri Satya Sai Taluka, but she is involved in shaping the careers of young gynecologists of her department. In her talk today, she wishes to share as to how the love of the all-knowing Lord has touched her heart and transformed her.
Om Sri Sai Ram. Pranams at the divine lotus feet of beloved Bhagavan. Thank you, Swami, for giving today my second chance to speak in thy divine presence. 15 years ago, during Swami's visit to General Hospital, I got suddenly inspired to talk in front of Bhagavan. So without further ado, I grabbed a pen and put down my emotions onto a piece of paper. My emotions of happiness and excitement about our dear Lord's impending visit. With my speech in hand, I hastily went to the hospital to get permission from late Dr. Alriza sir, the then medical superintendent of our hospital. I'm not an orator. I have never before spoken in front of any audience, leave alone in front of Bhagavan. It was a daunting task for me. Yet, I was full of anticipation and excitement. At last, Bhagavan arrived at the hospital. After all the initial proceedings, and before I knew what was happening, I was standing next to Swami, clutching at my little piece of paper. I felt very much like a class 3 student asked to read her homework in front of the master. Anyway, I started off with my hands shaking, my voice quivering and feeble. Swami looked up at me and asked, "Amy, annam tiniraleda?" Meaning, "Have you not had your food?" The audience burst out into a laughter, but the kind and compassionate Lord sweetly gestured to them, saying that it's only nervousness and excitement on my part. With that encouragement from Bhagavan, I managed to finish the rest of my narrative and fell at his lotus feet. Bhagavan then blessed me and my husband with Vibhuti Prasadam. At one point of the narrative, I mentioned to Bhagavan how we would like to carry the medical services and care of the pregnant women to their doorstep, and how, as a part of holistic medicine, we are also teaching the pregnant mothers to always see, hear, and talk good things and take part in good activities only, so that the child in the womb will imbibe noble qualities. Swami was so pleased. Swami is most happy when we doctors do service of the poor and needy with commitment and compassion. In the discourse that Bhagavan gave us that day, he again stressed the need for love and compassion while treating the patients. He even demonstrated how doctors should wear an expression of encouragement and not one of despondency while examining even a bad case. He also told us that it's the loving care that will cure the patients faster than mere medicines and operations. All of us who come into the fold of Swami call ourselves the instruments in Bhagavan's divine mission, which is one of spreading love. In this, the universal workshop of Swami, He has use for every nut and bolt, however big or small, however new or old, however shiny or dull, however straight or bent. He knows best what to do with each and every one of us. On his many visits to our hospital, Swami would often sit and chat with us, advise and guide, joke and sometimes even admonish. To give an example, Swami would say, "Ma general hospital doctor Sandru chala manchivar, eppudu navvutu navvutu pani chestaru. Patientla patla ento daya chuputu vari beds daggariki velli premato palakaristaru. Patients yokka chuttalato kuda ento adaranga matladtaru." Meaning, "My general hospital staff are all very good. They are all very kind to their patients. All the doctors and staff do their duties always smiling, sit by the bedside of the patients and talk to them, never a harsh word to the patients or their relatives." In my opinion, this was Swami's way of gently chiding us. For though he appeared to be giving us a compliment, it is a loving reminder for those amongst us who are not following all of what he has said. I am repeating Swami's words here so that the juniors here should also know what Bhagavan expects from us, especially when it comes to treating the patients. "Finally, Swami, I have this to say to you. All those youngsters who join in your institutions present a gratitude program at the time of leaving the respective institutions. Though this is not a gratitude program, for those of us coming from the other end of the spectrum, what gratitude can we offer to you when our whole being and existence is yours? For what exit is there for us, Swami, having once entered this, your divine paradise on earth? What better place can there be to go? If any exit at all is there, that exit should only lead us to another entry point, which should take us straight to merge at thy divine lotus feet. Jai Sai Ram."
We now offer at the lotus feet a song that describes the Lord who walked amidst us and who gave us the blessing of darshan, sparshan and sambhashan.
Hari Om Hari Haruna Om Yamarai Nane Ne Mandai.
Mrs. Vijaya Bose, whose family is associated with Bhagwan and his mission since 1975, is the head of the physiotherapy department in our hospital. She was instrumental in setting up the department in the year 2000. Since then, under her able guidance and due to her hard work, the department has risen from strength to strength and has been of immense benefit to the villagers of Sri Satya Sai Taluka, adding life to their years. Over to Mrs. Bose.
I offer my pranam at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Baba. In 1977, my husband was posted in Delhi. We were undergoing through the toughest. We were undergoing through the toughest phase of our family life. The pressure of work used to keep me so busy that sometimes I had no time to do puja, and that regret used to keep on nagging my mind. I used to keep on praying, Swami, please give me peace of mind. Swami, please give me peace of mind. In the same year, we came to Puttaparthi. Swami called us for family interview. In the interview room, he talked to each family member separately. Then he asked me, Amma, kaisi ho? I just said, Swami, okay. Then he said, Amma, tumko kya chahiye? I didn't know what to answer, so I kept quiet. Then Swami himself answered, Amma, peace of mind chahiye. I was so surprised how Swami came to know that I was praying for peace of mind all this time. Anyway, then he said, he kept his hand on my head and said, Amma, puja paath karne ko waqt nahi milta, iske liye dukh mat karna. Jo bhi kaam karoge, pyar se karo, yehi tumhari sadhana hai. So, after that, I tried to follow. I tried to follow this principle as far as possible. Little did I know that through my journey in the General Hospital, Swami would teach me such valuable lessons in life. Each step, His divine blessings have swept aside obstacles, and now I have served as a physiotherapist for 17 years. At the beginning of June 2000, within a short time of my arrival in Puttaparthi, I came to know that there was no department of physiotherapy in General Hospital, though it had been functioning for more than 40 years. I wrote to Swami, asking him for permission to work as physiotherapist. The permission and the blessing came quickly, and I was elated. The main problem was lack of space. However, with the support of Dr. Gopinath, this problem was solved. At the start, I had no equipment, and so I used to give only exercise therapy. But in a short span of time, two infrared lamps that were lying unused in operation theater were made available and became the first equipment of my department. As the word spread about the start of physiotherapy department, it aroused a lot of interest. Very soon, we received four essential equipment like paraffin wax bath, two electrical stimulators, ultrasound machine, which shortly followed by shortwave diathermy machine. For 12 years, I ran the physiotherapy department with the help of two volunteers to assist me. Then in 2012, I got well-qualified assistant. Today, the General Hospital has full-scale physiotherapy department. The first lesson that Swami taught me was that one must have patience, perseverance and complete faith in Him once He gives His blessing. I learned that small obstacles should not affect our intense determination. On 28th September in 2002, Swami called all the ladies of General Hospital for an interview after bhajan. Many ladies ran quickly to interview room to sit near Swami's chair. Being inexperienced in the matter, I managed to find a place to sit in the doorway. Nevertheless, I was thrilled as I could see and hear Swami. As question-answer session started, Swami stressed over the attitude of the staff toward patient. He said there could be no justification for shouting at or speaking harshly with the patient. No amount of work pressure could be used as an excuse, because this hurts and increases the patient's suffering. Swami also said that bhakti was pure love towards God, and more important than jap, dhyan and rituals, etc. Speaking of desires, Swami said that desire should be selfless, and a desire for God's grace is the best and easiest to develop. As Swami ended the session and rose from his chair, he suddenly looked in my direction and asked, "Where are you from?" I remained silent because I wasn't certain that it was me Swami was addressing. Sister Gloria said, "Swami, this is Mrs. Bose." Swami waved his hand, created vibhuti, and stretched it toward me. Instantly, at least 15 ladies standing between me and Swami extended their hand. I could see vibhuti trickle from Swami's hand, and then he turned and left the room. I looked at my hand in disappointment and was astounded to see that almost the entire quantity of vibhuti that Swami created was in my palm. I was filled with wonder. How did this happen? Sister Gloria said, "It was meant for you." That is when I realized that when God wants to give something, it will come to you. In the summer of 2004, Swami was in Whitefield and I was spending time with my daughter in Bangalore. On 17th May, he called the entire staff of the General Hospital for interview. I was informed on the phone to be present at Vrindavan Ashram at 3:30 p.m. Though I planned to reach Whitefield well on time, everything seemed to go wrong that day. I arrived at the ashram after 3:30 p.m. and found that Swami had already called all the staff for the interview. Mrs. Bhutia directed me to the back of the interview room. As soon as I entered, some lady said, "Swami, Mrs. Bose has come." Swami smiled at me. Since all the members of the staff were standing, I assumed that the interview was over. However, when I saw Swami's chair being brought in for him to sit, I realized the session was about to begin. Swami took his seat and then everyone sat down. There was question-answer session followed by discussion on various spiritual matters and administrative issues, and then all the ladies of the staff were presented with white sari. At the end of the interview, Swami rose, received aarti and returned to his residence. I took this chance to ask Sister Gloria, "Why did the ladies draw Swami's attention to me when I arrived?" She explained that when they were taken into the interview room, Swami wanted to know how many ladies were present. He was informed that there were 8 ladies. Swami, however, corrected them, saying, "No, 10. Accordingly, 10 saris were brought in for distribution. Dr. Indira, who was on leave, arrived just before me from Chennai. Now the number of ladies present became 9, and when I arrived, the number became 10, exactly the quantity that Swami had asked for. I realized that Swami... I realized that Swami is not just omnipresent, but also all-knowing. I have to learn that to be a true devotee of Swami, I must follow his direction, see good, do good and be good. Om Sri Sai.
Om Sri Sai Ram. Swami, I offer my humble pranams at your lotus feet. Mrs. Ishwaramma, lovingly known to all as Ishwari, is working in the General Hospital Maternity Department for over 25 years as a helper. Being a very enthusiastic and a cheerful worker, she has won the hearts of the patients and the staff alike. Now, let us listen to her in our own words, what she has to share with us.
Om Sri Sai Ram. ప్రియాతి ప్రియమైన సాయిదేవ తండ్రి, నీవు అవతరించిన ఈ పుణ్యభూమి, పుట్టపట్టలో పుట్టాను, ఎంత అదృష్టవంతురాలినో. పేద కుటుంబంలో పుడితేనేమి, బడికి వెళ్లి 7వ తరగతి చదువుకున్నాను. తిండికి బట్టకి లోటు పడడం ఎదురుగదను, కాని బాల్యం సంతోషంగానే గడిచింది. తర్వాత మధ్యలో కొంచెం గడ్డు కాలం ఎదురయ్యింది. అప్పుడు నా వయసు 15 అనుకుంటా. స్వామి హాస్పిటల్లో ఆయమ్మగా పని దొరికింది. కుటుంబానికి కొంత ఆధారం దొరికింది. హాస్పిటల్లో పని చేసుకుంటనే ప్రైవేట్ గా చదువుకుని 10వ తరగతి పాస్ అయ్యాను. 18 సంవత్సరాల వయసులో పెళ్లి చేశారు. పెళ్లైన 3 సంవత్సరాల వరకు పిల్లలు కాలేదు. ఎప్పటికీ పిల్లలు కారని పరీక్ష చేసిన డాక్టర్లు చెప్పారు. స్వామికి లెటర్ ఇచ్చాను. స్వామి ఆశీస్సులతో 2 బిడ్డలు కలిగారు. నా భర్తకు కూడా స్వామి యూనివర్సిటీలో మొదట తోటమాలిగా, తర్వాత కాలేజీ అటెండర్ గా పని దొరికింది. ఆనాటి నుంచి ఈనాటి వరకు స్వామి నీ అండలోనే ప్రశాంతంగా బతుకుతున్నాను. నీ బట్ల భక్తి ప్రేమలు నిండిన వారి మధ్య సంతోషంగా సేవ చేసుకుంటున్నాను. ఈ భాగ్యం చాలు స్వామి. నా బంగారు తండ్రి, నీకు దండాలు. మాకు కన్న తండ్రి 1000 దండాలు, వేల వేల దండాలు. సాయినగర వాస్తవ్యం, శ్రీ సత్యసాయి జనరల్ హాస్పిటల్, సాయిమాత పాద కమలములకు మా భక్తి సుమాలను అర్పిస్తున్నాము. సాయిమాత ఆశీర్వదించండి.
స్వామి, నౌ వి వుడ్ లైక్ టు ఎక్స్ప్రెస్ అవర్ గ్రాటిట్యూడ్ ఫర్ ద ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ డివైన్ ప్రెజెన్స్ ఇన్ అవర్ డే టు డే లైఫ్ త్రూ దిస్ ఫోక్ సాంగ్ sung by Ishwari and her group.
Satya swaroopudavo nivayya neeku adugadugo danda సాయి
humble pranams at the divine lotus feet. Now, it is the turn of Dr. Hema Gopinathan, consultant cardiologist serving in the medicine department of our hospital, to share her memorable experiences with the Lord. Dr. Hema is a blessed soul who came into Sai fold way back in 1975. She and her surgeon husband, late Dr. Gopinathan, having served in USA and Canada for 25 long years, relocated to their motherland in 1989 as per the Lord's command. In her calling and prompting by the Antaryami Swami, the couple served in the rural hospital of Pathamadai in Tamil Nadu state, run under the aegis of Swami Shivananda of Divine Life Society. In 1998, the couple shifted to Prashanthi Nilayam to serve in the general hospital. Dr. Hema, since then, has been instrumental in setting up and organizing the general medicine department, grooming and guiding a number of young doctors, not only professionally, but spiritually as well. Over to Dr. Hema to enthrall us.
I offer my humble pranams at the lotus feet of my most beloved Lord and Master, and I hope he talks through me for me. Okay. We came to Swami in the year 1975 at an Indian Independence Day function. We were introduced about his miracles, but more importantly, his teachings. They attracted us. We took to Swami as a fish takes to water. That, at that time, began our life dependent on Swami. Between 1975 and 1984, the 9 years, our life was replete with lots of Sai experiences. His presence, his visit, his help and guidance in our practice, and also multiple lessons at various times in our life. During that time, we made few visits to Parthi, and every time we will go back enthused to make our life better for Swami. In 1984, we came for one such visit, and we found Swami was not in Parthi. He was in Kodai. We went to Kodai, and we were blessed to be selected for a group interview. In that interview, Swami called Dr. Gopinathan and said, "Come back in 5 years. I have a 100-bed hospital." We were at the peak of our practice, and we should have been ruffled by this, but we had always wanted to come back to India, and Swami's command gave us a time frame to work with. 1985, we came back again for a Parthi visit, but this time we had an issue. Dr. Gopinathan had abdominal pain from stomach ulcers, and it had been increasing, and at that time he was controlled only with medicines that were available out west and were not yet available in India. Since we knew we were coming back, Dr. Gopinathan thought that his pain and the need for medications from abroad would hamper his seva. So he wrote a letter to Swami and ran to the token line, got a number one line, came and sat in the darshan grounds, and Swami made a beeline and took his letter. The letter said, "Swami, if you take this letter, I will stop my medications," assuming that his problems would be resolved. His pains were gone for a few days, but after that the pain started again. We returned to Canada. His pains increased, and at one point he could not work. So he started his medications again, but even then he was not good enough. So in 1986, he underwent a stomach surgery, after which neither did he have pain nor did he need any medication from abroad. His prayer was answered, but only in Swami's own unique, beautiful way. 1989 was slated for our return to India. Now that Dr. Gopinathan's health was no longer an issue, we were keen and eager to come back and start work in Parthi. But it was not to be so. Swami had different plans. He ignored us thoroughly for weeks when we came back, but he guided us to Swami Shivananda Hospital in Pathamadai, a small village in Tamil Nadu. This is where doctor, at that time doctor, but Swami Shivananda was born. In this hospital, as we walked into the premises, we were given an accommodation of a 3-bedroom bungalow with attached bath, running water, electricity, and the accommodation was located in the hospital premises. We knew Swami was at work, and we knew what Swami wanted us to do. We had old ailing mothers, and this would have been ideal to take care of them. Swami wanted us to take care of the mothers, do seva for the mothers before doing seva at Bharti. This was to be our karma bhumi for the next 9 years. Coming to the seva in the hospital, we were the only two resident doctors at the time we joined, and for a few years after that. Hard work was never difficult for us, but the request that followed, or rather the expectation that followed from the administration, was that we should start a medical surgical inpatient facility and an operating room functional. We had been away from India for 25 years and we had absolutely no clue how to do this. Anyway, we did what we could, looked up things, decided what instruments or equipments we wanted, and we did the shopping for it. And the project was finished very nicely. We know who did it. You all know probably who did it, but we got the credit for it. The hospital was inaugurated, the inpatient facility was inaugurated on the Tamil New Year's Day, 1990. After that, the hospital functioned well. The mothers passed on, and we came to Parthi in 1998. Swami accepted us in the hospital at that time. The hospital did not have 100 beds at that time, but it has today. This was our great homecoming, and the opportunity to work in Swami's hospital and be a part, albeit a small part, in Swami's mission was the greatest blessing we had. Over and above that, we had daily darshans, sparshans, sambhashans, and most importantly, compassionate care on many occasions. After that, to top it all off, Swami even took us to Kodai in the years 2004 and 2005. It is very difficult for me to describe the Kodai trip, except that it filled me with a fullness for a lifetime. Every time I think about it, it is just going back for the trip again. 2006 was a little different. Dr. Gopinathan now had Parkinson's disease and was disabled. So I prayed to Swami not to take us to Kodai, because I thought he could not manage the trip. Swami called us for an interview and told us that he was taking us to Kodai. I was sure. I thought Swami would make Dr. Gopinathan better enough for a brief time to go for the trip. But it was not so. So I found out later that Swami was taking only me and not Dr. Gopinathan. I was shocked, I was disturbed, I was agitated, I cried, because I didn't know how Dr. Gopinathan will manage without help. At that point in time, a senior devotee talked to me and said, "We always say that Swami takes care of all of us, all the time, everywhere. How come you are doing this?" A light dawned on me. I said, "Of course, always Swami, theoretically we know that, but practically, I felt I had to take care." Anyway, Swami had given me the opportunity to take care of my husband. Swami did not need me, neither did my husband need me. It was Swami who did it all. So, happily, I went to Kodai, and that was a beautiful trip. Dr. Gopinathan was, of course, taken care of beautifully. Since 2006, I have had my share of challenges, and my mantra has been joyful acceptance. Living with the embodied Swami and the omnipresent Swami has been a very beautiful, fulfilling, enriching journey with Him, to Him. Thank you, Saira.
We now present a Sanskrit composition of Sri Bharati Tirtha Swamiji. This song extols the glory of the Lord, and it is also a prayer to the Lord to redeem our lives.
Mama pa, Guru Deva.
Gibran, the famous philosopher, said, "Forgive me for beginning the story that will never end, because it is a song of love in the wind." Just like this, what we have heard here today is the Ananta Kavya, the endless poetry of Lord's Leela, Mahima, Daya, Karunya, and most importantly, Upadesha of the Lord, for which we are ever grateful to our senior staff members who spoke here today and who taught us the valuable lessons on 3 P's of Bhagwan: purity, patience, and perseverance, and also the 3 C's, conviction, commitment, and compassion. Yat karoshi yadashnasi, yat juhosi dadasi yat, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, tat kurushva madarpanam. O son of Kunti, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer in fire sacrifice or in charity, and also whatever penance you perform, offer all that to me. Swami, this is what you said in Dwapara Yuga as Shri Krishna. In this Kali Yuga, O Sai Krishna, we pray to you, please bless us with the Naivedya Bhavam to offer all that we do to you, and also the Prasada Buddhi to accept every outcome as your Prasadam. Only then this little life of ours with you in this birth will be one of blessing and fulfillment. And we can say, Dhanyosmi, Kritakrityosmi. Thank you very much, Swami. And dearest Bhagwan, we humbly pray to you for your divine discourse and benediction. Jai Sai Ram.
ఈనాటి మానవుని యొక్క ఆహార విహారములు అతి చిత్ర విచిత్రంగా ఉంటున్నాయి.
The food and habits are very peculiar today.
మానవునికి రెండు ప్రధానమైనటువంటివి.
Two are important to man.
ఒకటి గుండె, రెండవది తల.
One the heart, the second head.
ఈ హెడ్ అనేటువంటిది ప్రాకృతమైనటువంటి విషయాలంతా విచారణ చేస్తూ వస్తుంది.
Head thinks of secular, worldly things.
ఇది అవుట్ సైడ్ యొక్క దీని ప్రకటింపజేస్తుంది.
ఇట్ ఎక్స్ప్రెసెస్ ఓన్లీ ది ఎక్స్టర్నల్
ఆబ్జెక్ట్ అవుట్లుక్స్.
ఇట్ హాస్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ అవుట్లుక్స్.
కానీ గుండె సబ్జెక్ట్ అవుట్లుక్స్ ని చూస్తుంది.
ద హార్ట్ టేక్స్ ఇన్ టు కన్సిడరేషన్ సబ్జెక్ట్ అవుట్లుక్స్.
ఆబ్జెక్ట్ అవుట్లుక్స్ మాత్రమే ప్రవృత్తి మార్గము అన్నారు.
ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ అవుట్లుక్స్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ది పాత్ ఆఫ్ ప్రవృత్తి.
ఈనాడు మనం ప్రపంచంలో చేసేటువంటి వ్యాపారములు కానీ, ఆర్జించే విద్యలు కానీ, సంపాదించే ధనము కానీ, మానవుడు ఏ కర్మను ఆచరించినప్పటికీ ఇవన్నీ కూడా ప్రవృత్తి మార్గములే.
ఆల్ ది బిజినెస్ ట్రాన్సాక్షన్స్, ది ఎడ్యుకేషన్ అక్వైర్డ్ అండ్ ద మనీ, ఆల్ దాట్ రిలేట్స్ టు ది
ఈ ప్రవృత్తికి సంబంధించినటువంటివే కామ, క్రోధ, లోభ, మోహ, మదమాత్సర్యం.
దిస్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ నేచర్ రిలేట్స్ టు ది డిజైర్.
ఆరిషడ్ వర్గములతో కూడినటువంటిది ప్రవృత్తి.
ద ప్రవృత్తి ది ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ఇస్ బౌండ్ బై దీస్ 6.
కనుకనే ఇవి నిరంతరం కూడా మార్పు చెందుతూ ఉంటాయి.
హెన్స్ దే చేంజ్ కంటిన్యూస్లీ.
ఈ గుణములతో కూడినటువంటిదే కనుక దేహం కూడా మార్పు చెందుతూ ఉంటాయి.
యాజ్ ద బాడీ హాస్ గాట్ దీస్ క్వాలిటీస్ ఇట్ ఆల్సో చేంజెస్.
కానీ హృదయము ఎప్పటికీ ఒకటిగా ఉంటుంటాయి.
బట్ ద హార్ట్ స్టాండ్స్ వన్ ఓన్లీ.
ఇది నివృత్తి మార్గము.
దిస్ ఇస్ ఇన్వర్డ్ పాత్.
దీని యొక్క గుణములు ఏమిటి?
వాట్ ఆర్ ది క్వాలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇన్వర్డ్?
సత్యము, దయ, ప్రేమ, సహనము, సానుభూతి, త్యాగము.
ద క్వాలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్వర్డ్ పాత్ ఆర్ ద ట్రూత్, compassion, love and sacrifice.
ఇలాంటి మానవత గుణములు హృదయము నుండి ఆవిర్భవిస్తాయి.
Human qualities originate out of the heart.
ఈ ప్రవృత్తికి సంబంధించినటువంటి ఒక గుణములు తల నుండి ప్రారంభిస్తాయి.
All external outlook comes out of the head.
కనుక మానవ జీవితం లోపల హార్ట్ అండ్ హెడ్
So human life centers around these two.
ఈ రెండింటిని సమన్వయపరిచేటువంటిది హ్యాండ్.
These two are integrated by hand.
ఇది ది ప్రాపర్ స్టడీ ఆఫ్ మన్ కైండ్ ఇస్ మ్యాన్. హార్ట్ హెడ్ అండ్ హ్యాండ్ 3HC.
This is what is said. The proper study of mankind is man 3H.
ఈ యొక్క 3H అనేటువంటి యొక్క తత్వాన్ని మానవుడు చక్కగా గుర్తించడానికి ప్రయత్నించాలి.
Man should realize the nature of the 3H.
అయితే ఈ మానవత్వం లోపల హృదయమునకు సంబంధించినటువంటి రోగములు రావడానికి కారణమేమిటి?
What is the reason behind the heart diseases?
రోగములకంత ప్రవృత్తి యొక్క ప్రతిబింబమే.
For the diseases, temperament is responsible.
కనుక ఈ యొక్క ప్రాకృతమైనటువంటి విషయాల్లో మానవుడు సరి అయినటువంటి మార్గాన్ని అనుసరించాలి.
Man should follow proper path in the world.
ఈ రెండింటికి ప్రధానమైనది రెండు ఆహారములు.
For these two or
ఇవి పంచభూతములలోని రెండు పదార్థములు.
These are the two of the materials in five elements.
బిచ్చాన్నం దేహరక్షార్థం వస్త్రం శీత నివారణం.
The food is partaken to preserve the body.
దేహరక్షణకై ఫుడ్ అవసరము.
To protect the body, food is necessary.
ఈ ఫుడ్ తో కూడినటువంటిదే జలము.
Associating the food is there, the water.
ఇవి రెండు ప్రధానమైనటువంటి స్థానాన్ని ఆశ్రయించాయి.
These two are very important.
మానవుడు త్రాగేటువంటి యొక్క నీరు యొక్క సూక్ష్మ స్వరూపమే ప్రాణము.
The subtle form of water is life.
మానవుడు భుజించేటువంటి ఆహారం యొక్క సూక్ష్మ స్వరూపమే మైండ్.
The subtle form of food is mind.
కనుకనే ఈ మైండ్ కు ప్రాణమునకు సన్నిహిత సంబంధ బాంధవ్యం చేయాలి.
Thus there is in close relationship between the mind and life.
ఎట్టి ఫుడ్ అట్టి హెడ్.
As is the food, so is the head.
కనుక మనం భుజించేటువంటి ఆహారాన్ని పురస్కరించుకుని మన థాట్స్, మన డిజైర్స్, మన యొక్క సంకల్పాలు అభివృద్ధి అవుతుంటాయి.
Depending upon the food that we take, our thoughts and our actions.
చిన్న ఉదాహరణము.
Small example.
ఈ ఆహారం మనసుగా మారుతుందా అనేటువంటి విషయం లోపల ప్రాకృతమైనటువంటి యొక్క అనుభూతిని మనం చూడాలి.
To know that food will assume the form of the mind, we should take the worldly experience.
మనం ఒక మంట వేసుకుంటాం.
Here is a flame, fire.
ఎట్టి మంటను అట్టి పొగ.
As is the fire, so is the smoke.
ఎట్టి పొగను అట్టి మేఘము.
As is the smoke, so is the cloud.
ఎట్టి మేఘము అట్టి వర్షము.
As is the cloud, so is the rain.
ఎట్టి వర్షము అట్టి పంట.
As is the rain, so is the harvest.
ఎట్టి పంటను అట్టి వంట.
As is the harvest, so is the cooking.
ఎట్టి వంటను అట్టి బుద్ధి.
As is the cooking, we will have intellect.
కనుక మానవుని యొక్క సహజ శక్తి అగ్నితో ప్రారంభమవుతుంది.
The natural quality of man begins with fire.
ఆ అగ్ని యొక్క తత్వమే జఠరాగ్ని.
The fire is contained in the
ఫైర్ ఎప్పుడు కూడా చక్కగా సమతిత్వంతో ఉంటుండాలి.
The fire is maintained in equanimity.
అది సరైనటువంటి స్థాయిలో ఉన్నప్పుడే బాడీ లోపల మన యొక్క టెంపరేచర్ 98.4 పర్ఫెక్ట్ గా ఉంటుంటాయి.
Because of the fire present, there's perfect temperature 98.4.
ఆ ఫైర్ లో ఇంకేమైనా కొన్ని పదార్థాలు చేరినప్పుడు ఈ ఫైర్ అధికమైపోతుంది. అదే ఫీవర్.
Any other material added to the fire will increase the temperature.
దానిలో ఉన్నటువంటిది కొంచెం తగ్గిపోయినా తిరిగి మరి లో బ్లడ్ ప్రెషర్ అవుతుంది.
If the material is less, the temperature also comes down.
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి ఒక బ్యాలెన్స్ తో కూడినటువంటిది మానవుని యొక్క దేహం.
Human body centers around this.
మానవ జీవితమే ఒక బ్యాలెన్స్ లో ఉంటుండాలి.
Human life rests on this balance.
ఈ బ్యాలెన్స్ ఎప్పుడు చెడిపోతుండాలి?
When is the balance lost?
మన యొక్క తెలివితేటలను అధికంగా పెంచుకుంటున్నాం.
We are developing our intelligence.
తెలివితేటలు పెంచుకుంటున్నానే కానీ దాని సక్రమైన మార్గంలో ప్రవేశపెట్టడం లేదు.
We are developing intelligence, but we are not making use it in the right path.
సక్రమైన మార్గంలో మన తెలివితేటలు ప్రవేశపెట్టినప్పుడే మన తెలివితేటలకు ఒక విలువ.
The intelligence will have a value if it is used along the right
path. ఈనాడు లోకము లోపల అమితమైన తెలివితేటలు గలవారు ఉంటున్నారని మనం ప్రచారం సల్పుతున్నాం. మేధాశక్తి కలిగినటువంటి వారు, వైజ్ఞానికులు ఎంతమందో ఉంటున్నారు.
Today in the world there are many intellectuals and scientists.
కానీ తెలివితేటలు ఉంటున్నాయి కానీ స్థిరత్వం లేదు, అక్కడ స్టడీ మైండ్ లేదు.
There is intelligence, but there is no study mind.
Study for study.
We have to study for steady. This we have to learn.
ఈ సమచిత్రాన్ని మనం ఏనాడు పోషించుకుంటామో ఆనాడు మనకు రోగమునే మనకు చేరం.
When you have this equal mindedness, we will never fall sick.
మన సమీపానికే అవి రావు.
They will never be in proximity.
కనుక కేవలము ఒక పథ్యం లోపల డాక్టర్స్ ఈనాడు చేయవలసిన ఆహారంలో సక్రమమైన మార్గాన్ని అవలంబించినప్పుడు రోగములు కూడా సక్రమంగా జరిగిపోతుంటాయి.
Therefore, in dietary prescription, if you follow the correct procedure in the food, it will be proper.
ఉద్దేశము రోగములు ప్రారంభమైన తర్వాత ట్రీట్మెంట్ మనం ప్రయత్నిస్తున్నాం, కానీ రోగములే రాకుండా ఉండేటువంటి స్థితిని మనం కనిపెట్టాలి.
స్వామీస్ ఫీలింగ్ ఇస్ ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ క్యూరింగ్ ఆఫ్టర్ డిజీజ్ వన్ షుడ్ టేక్ కేర్ టు సీ దట్ వన్ వుడ్ నెవర్
ఫాల్ సిక్. ఉండినప్పుడే ఈ శిశువుకు ఇలాంటి జబ్బులు రాకుండా ఉండాలనేటువంటి ఉద్దేశంతో తగినటువంటి ట్రీట్మెంట్స్ అంతా కూడా ప్రభుత్వము డాక్టర్స్ ప్రచారం చేయాలి.
Right from the days of the child present in the mother's womb, the government should undertake this responsibility of publicizing the care, health care.
దీనికి ఔషధములు లేకపోలేదు.
There are no doubt there are medicines.
ఉన్నాయి.
There are.
కానీ మనం బద్ధకంగా ఉండటం చేత దీన్ని సక్రమమైన మార్గంలో వినియోగించడం లేదు.
Because of our laziness, we are not making proper use of them.
గర్భంలో ఉండినప్పుడు విటమిన్ ఏ, విటమిన్ బి, విటమిన్ సి, విటమిన్ డి ఇవన్నీ కూడా సక్రమమైన రీతిలో వారికి తెలిపి ఆ ట్రీట్మెంట్ తగినటువంటి యొక్క దోషాలు కూడా వారికి చక్కగా హెచ్చరించాలి.
When the child is in mother's womb, we should make use of all vitamins A, B, C, D and explain the diseases.
తల్లికి అమ్మా నీ విటమిన్ ఏ తీసుకోకపోతే బిడ్డ యొక్క కన్నులు కొంచెం ప్రమాదం కలుగుతుంది, దీంట్లో దోషం ఏర్పడుతుంది అని చెప్తే తల్లి తప్పక శ్రద్ధగా తీసుకుంటుంది.
If we inform the mother, if you don't take vitamin A, your child will suffer from eye complaints, mother will surely take vitamin A.
ఎలాగొకటి హాస్పిటల్ పోయి చెకప్ చేయించుకోవాలి.
The mother should have monthly check-up in the hospital.
పుట్టిన తర్వాత ఆ బిడ్డతో జీవితమంతా అనుభవించే బదులు నెలకొకటి డాక్టర్ దగ్గరికి పోయి ట్రీట్మెంట్ తీసుకోవటం ఏం తప్పుంది?
Instead of feeling sad throughout the life, spending the time with the child, better to have monthly check-up.
ఇలాంటి ప్రచార ప్రబోధలు చక్కగా చెయ్యాలి.
Such teachings and publicity should be done properly.
కానీ పాపం డాక్టర్స్ చేయడానికి ఇందులో ఏమాత్రం అవకాశం ఉండదు.
But doctors have no scope to do that.
తన దగ్గరికి వచ్చినటువంటి వారికి మాత్రమే డాక్టర్స్ బోధించవచ్చు.
Doctor can teach to the patient that comes to him.
మనం చదివినటువంటి చదువంతా కూడాను సమాజం ద్వారానే మనం నేర్చుకున్నాం.
We have learnt all this knowledge from society.
మన తెలివితేటలు మనం నేర్చుకున్నటువంటి స్పెషలైజ్ డాక్టర్స్ అంతా కూడా ఒక సమాజం నుంచినే మనం తీసుకున్నాము.
ది ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ అండ్ స్పెషలైజేషన్ ఆర్ రిక్వైర్డ్ ఫ్రమ్
ఈ డాక్టర్ అయినటువంటి కూడా ఈ వైద్యములకు సంబంధించినటువంటి విధానము ఏదో ఒక మహనీయుడు అనేక శ్రమను పడి దాన్ని ఆర్జించినటువంటి దాన్ని మనం ఆర్జించి తద్వారా మనం దీన్ని అనుభవిస్తున్నాం.
ద మెడికల్ సైన్సెస్ హావ్ బీన్ ఇన్వెస్టిగేటెడ్ బై ఎ గ్రేట్ మ్యాన్. We have learned from him and making use of it in the daily life.
Rodini abhruti parchinatundi danne manam andukogaliginam kani manaku manam andukogalem.
You just receive from the one who have already discovered. You cannot find out yourself.
Manaku teliyinatundi evaro manaku teliyajeppapudu vaariki manam enta gratitude cheppali.
What amount of gratitude should you express?
Na towel nenu kinda vichi pettinappudu evado okaru chesuki andiste thanks antunnam.
When the towel is dropped, if anyone hands over back, you say thanks.
నా టవరు నాకు అందించినందుకు నేను థ్యాంక్స్ చెప్తుంటే నీకు ఇంత తెలివితేటలను ఇంత గొప్ప శక్తిని అందించినటువంటి ఈ సమాజానికి మనం ఏం థ్యాంక్స్ చెప్తున్నాం?
When the towel is handed brought back to me of my own, when I say thanks, what kind of thanks you are conveying?
మనం సమాజం నుంచి అందుకుంటున్నాం.
We receive everything from society.
మన విద్యలు,
the education,
మన ధనము,
the money,
మన గుణము,
the quality,
మన సర్వస్వ శక్తులు,
all capacity,
అన్ని సమాజం నుంచి మనం తీసుకుంటున్నాం.
All we receive from society.
కానీ మనం సమాజానికి దీనికి ప్రతిఫలంగా ఏం అందిస్తున్నాం?
But what is it we are giving in return to society?
అది మనం చక్కగా గుర్తించాలి.
దాట్ వీ హావ్ టు రియలైజ్ క్లియర్లీ.
అది గుర్తించుకున్న తర్వాతనే మన యొక్క శక్తులంతా కూడా సద్వినియోగపరచుకోవచ్చు.
ద మూమెంట్ వీ అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్, వీ కెన్ మేక్ ప్రాపర్ యూజ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దిస్ ఫ్యాకల్టీస్.
కనుక ప్రతి మానవుడు సమాజ సహాయం లేకుండా ఏ శక్తిని కూడా తాను సాధించలేదు.
నో మ్యాన్ కెన్ అకాంప్లిష్ ఎనీథింగ్ వితౌట్ ద సిస్టమ్.
సమాజంలో పుట్టాము.
We are born in society.
సమాజంలో పెరిగాము.
We grow in society.
సమాజంలో జీవిస్తున్నాము.
We live in society.
సమాజంతోనే మన జీవితం అంతా కూడా అభివృద్ధి అవుతుండాలి.
We progress in society.
సమాజమే లేకపోతే నీవే లేవు.
When there is no society, you don't exist.
ఒక్క చెట్టు అడవి కాదు.
Single tree will not make a forest.
ఒక్క మనిషి సమాజం కాదు.
Single person will not make society.
ఒక్క ఇల్లు గ్రామం కాదు.
One house will not make a village.
అనేక గ్రామం ఇల్లు చేరినప్పుడే గ్రామం అవుతుంది.
Many houses make a village.
అనేక మంది చేరినప్పుడే సమాజం అవుతుంది.
Many make a society.
కానీ అనేక వృక్షములు చేరినప్పుడే వనం అవుతుంది.
Many trees make a forest.
కనుక మనం సమాజ జీవులము.
We are in society.
ఈ సమాజ జీవులము అనేటువంటి యొక్క సహసృష్టిని ఈనాడు మనము పోగొట్టుకున్నాం.
We have lost this social consciousness today.
వేస్టి.
We think of society.
కాదు, నాట్ ఇండివిజువల్.
ఇండివిజువల్
మనము సొసైటీతో ఉండాలి.
సమష్టి
స్వరూపణం మనం.
వీ షుడ్ బీ కలెక్టివ్ ఫార్మ్ సమష్టి సొసైటీ.
నీవు పుట్టక పూర్వమే నీ తల్లిదండ్రులు ఉన్నారు.
యువర్ పేరెంట్స్ వర్ దేర్ ఈవెన్ బిఫోర్ యువర్ బాన్.
కాబట్టి నీ తల్లిదండ్రుల యొక్క సమాజం నుంచి నీవు పుట్టావు.
సో యువర్ బాన్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ పేరెంట్స్ దట్ బిలాంగ్ టు సొసైటీ.
కనుక నీకు పూర్వమే ఉండినటువంటి వారికి నీవు దానికి తగినటువంటి యొక్క కృతజ్ఞత అందించాలి కదా.
షుడ్ యూ నాట్ షో గ్రాట్యూట్యూడ్ యువర్ పేరెంట్స్ హూ ఆర్ ప్రెసెంట్ బిఫోర్ యువర్ బాన్.
మానవుల లోపల స్వార్థమే పెరిగిపోయి
టుడే ఇన్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ దేర్ సెల్ఫిష్నెస్ ఆన్ ద రైజ్.
కొంత సమాజ దృష్టి అనేటువంటి విస్మరించి
ద ఫర్గాటన్ దిస్ సోషల్ మైండెడ్నెస్
కృతజ్ఞత లేనటువంటి క్రూరులుగా తయారవుతున్నాం.
దే డోంట్ హ్యావ్ గ్రాటిట్యూడ్, దే హావ్ బికమ్ క్రూయల్.
దానివల్లే మన యొక్క విద్య కాని, మన యొక్క శక్తి కాని, మన యొక్క బుద్ధి కాని సద్వినియోగపరచుకోవడానికి తగినటువంటి అవకాశం లేకపోతుండాలి.
సో దర్ ఇస్ నో స్కోప్ టు మేక్ ప్రాపర్ యూజ్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్.
వైద్యులు భగవత్ స్వరూపులు.
డాక్టర్స్ ఆర్ ద వెరీ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్.
వైద్యో నారాయణ హరిహి.
God is in the form of God, doctor.
Kaluka Narayana. Narayana swarupulu varu.
That is the very form of God.
Narayana anaga emti?
What do you mean by Narayana?
Narayana.
Narayana.
Nara means Sanskritamlo water.
Nara in Sanskrit meant water.
Nayanam anaga kannudu.
Nayanam meant eyes.
నారాయణ స్వరూపులైనటువంటి డాక్టర్స్ ఇతరుల యొక్క కన్ను లోపల నీరు రాకుండా చూసుకోవాలి. నారాయణ
డాక్టర్స్ ఆర్ ది వెరీ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ నారాయణ. షుడ్ సీ దట్ నో వన్ షెడ్స్ ద టియర్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ ఐస్.
నారా నయనములు ఇతరుల కంటిదారులు కార్చకుండా మనం చూసుకోవాలి. అది నారాయణ యొక్క తత్వం.
దే షుడ్ సీ దట్ నో వన్ వుడ్ షెడ్ ఎ టియర్. దట్ ఈస్ ది ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ నారాయణ.
కానీ ఇది మా చేత అవుతుందా అని మీరు సందేహించనక్కర్లేదు.
బట్ డోంట్ డౌట్ వెదర్ ఇట్స్ పాసిబుల్.
నీ శక్తి కొలది నీవు చేయి.
యూ డూ ఇట్ టు ది ఎక్స్టెంట్ పాసిబుల్.
Do your best. Ante dan tarvata em avutundo nee yochinchavatu.
Beyond that don't think of anything.
Sincerely ga nuvu chey.
You work sincerely.
Ade duty is God, work is worship.
That is duty is God, work is worship.
Bhajana bina sukha shanti nahi. Bina sukha shanti nahi. Hari bhajana bina sukha shanti nahi.
Hari bhajana bina sukha shanti nahi.
Hari nama bina ananda 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 nahi.
Hari bhajan bina sukha shanti nahi.
Hari bhajan bina sukha shanti nahi.
Jap jaan bina sam yog nahi.
Jap jaan bina sam yog nahi.
Prabhu darsh bina ప్రజ్ఞాన నహి.
ప్రభు దర్శ బినా ప్రజ్ఞాన నహి.
సయ ధర్మ బినా సత్కర్మ నహి.
సయ ధర్మ బినా సత్కర్మ నహి.
భగవాన్ బినా కోయి అపున నహి.
భగవాన్ బినా కోయి అపున నహి.
హరి నామ బినా పరమ
నహి. బినా పరమాత్మ నహి.
హరి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి 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 నహి. భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహి. హరి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహి. హరి భజన బినా
దీన దుఖియో సే ప్రేమ కరో మేరా సాయీ ప్రసన్న హోగా. दुखियों से प्रेम करो मेरा साईं प्रसन्न होगा।
कृष्ण भी तुम हो,
विश्वरूप तुम हो सर्वधर्म प्रिय देवा सत्य साई देवा
Shiva Shankara Bholenath Shirdi Purishwar Sainath Narayana, सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः जय बोलो भगवान् श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय।